Good morning. The government is eyeing ambitious steps to tackle climate change, including a ban on the sale of petrol and diesel cars from 2040. The government presented a blueprint yesterday that foresees an end to state financial subsidies for fossil fuels and a prohibition on fracking. The working document contains plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 37% by 2030 and to feed the national energy grid exclusively from renewable sources by 2050. Other European countries are assessing similar groundbreaking measures as they look to combat climate change. The minority Spanish government's goals for its climate change policy will need the support of other parties to win approval in Parliament. It wasn't immediately clear when a vote on the measures might take place. Spain's health ministry has launched a nutritional labelling system for all food sold in supermarkets with five colours and an A to E grading scale. In response to requests of five major global food and drink producers, the Nutri-Score labels will begin to reach the shelves from this week. Designed across the food industry, the scale is based on universal algorithms, which weigh up good nutrients against bad ones per 100 grams of content and give an overall score. A sliding scale of colours from red to green gives consumers an idea of whatever they are buying has a nutritional value and whether it contains large amounts of sugars, saturated fats, salt, calories, fibre or protein. Nutri-Score has been in use in France for nearly 2 years. An Albanian man has been arrested after he robbed at least two luxury hotel rooms on the Costa del Sol whilst tourists slept in their beds. The 56-year-old was arrested as part of a joint investigation between national and local police in Marbella. The suspect is known as a dreamer, a police term used to describe the trend of robbers ransacking apartments and hotel rooms whilst people sleep in their beds. And European champions Real Madrid have handed Santiago Solari a contract as first-team coach through to June 2021, so the club announced yesterday. The 42-year-old Argentine has led the team to 4 wins in 4 games since taking over as interim manager in place of sacked former Spain coach Julian Lopetegui 2 weeks ago. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.